What's up, guys? It's your girl BK. Welcome to Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm, or you can be listening to us on one of our other awesome platforms. Either way, I'm so happy that you're here. Depending on when you're listening to the show, it may be morning, it may be night, but it's just right because you're here. Now, don't mind me. It is 9 a.m. here in Southern California, and I'm about to snack on a rice cake because I have to work out. But I promise you, I'm not going to chew and munch all up in your ear. Just pretend that it's just some background sound, okay? Because I got to eat, but I want to do this podcast really quick. Okay. Yeah, crunch. Oh, my God. Get you a good rice cake. A good rice cake. Not one of those rice cakes that have all the different flavors on it. Because one of them rice cakes are like 50 calories, right? Get you some plain rice cakes and put a little bit of, I got powdered peanut butter. Put a little powdered peanut butter on there with some cinnamon. Oh my God. Bang, 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 bangs, bang, bang, bangs. All right, one more bite. Okay. They need to be sponsoring this show. I'm gonna reach out to them. I'm talking about them, but they need to be sponsoring, right? Okay. So, what I want to talk about today is being prepared for life to change. We all know change is inevitable, and I talk to my clients about this all the time. You may have your routine set, laid out. I'm going to do A, B, and C. You're going to do your meal prep. You're going to have your workouts down. And out of nowhere, boom. S-H-I-T just goes crazy, right? We all grown. Shit go crazy, right? And you're sitting there figuring out, okay, what I'm going to eat. How do I get to work out? I still got to work stuff to do. So what my job is, as a certified personal trainer and a health and wellness coach, is to prepare you for those times when SHIT go crazy. Because it will happen. It happens in my own life. Where, for example, like this week, even right now, I'm recording this on Friday, but I have to think, like, today is actually Friday. The days are going by so fast, y'all. It's going by so fast. So it's like, you have to make sure you're putting yourself as a priority, because before you know it, you're going to be working later, you're going to be eating later, it's just, change is inevitable. So how do you prepare for those things? So right now, sorry, I'm going to take another bite. So right now, the world is opening up a little bit, right? A little bit more. So 2 years ago, everybody was in their house, right? You were able to do your meal prep, do your laundry, and work at the same time, right? For COVID, for some of us, was a great way to really work on ourselves. But now, as the world is opening up a little bit, holidays are right around the corner. Offices are back open. And it seems, from what I'm hearing from my clients, offices are doing more where people are bringing in snacks and stuff to eat. But, you know, it's not like a free-for-all. It's like packaged stuff. You know, like Halloween candy where you can grab some and go back to your desk. So now you're faced with more temptation than you're not used to, because for the last 2 years, you've been in the house. And or you've been working out and you've been consistent. But now you're facing some really hardcore challenges because you're back in the world. You're back with people. We're back. We're talking. You know, food is a love language for a lot of people. So now people are going back out to dinner and stuff like that. So they're slowly putting on pounds that they lost when we all were locked up. Like, some of us were able to work through being indoors. without putting on a lot of weight. Even I went through a knee injury and put on a few pounds. I can't even say it. Put on a few pounds. My mouth wouldn't even let me. My mouth was like, uh-uh. We don't even speak like that. But yeah, I'm telling them what's going on. Even I put on a few pounds. I had a knee injury, a foot injury, and I went through a gosh darn breakup. So imagine like the craziness. Luckily, I was able to kind of will myself in. People think just because you're a trainer, like you don't go through stuff. Let me tell you that right now. I ain't always been this size. I was 410 pounds at one point, and I lost weight with no surgery. So my mind has always has to be renewing every morning. Let me tell you, like this morning, I know I'm going off on a little tangent, but I missed you. So let me talk. Okay. So, this morning I started craving sugar, started craving donuts. Like I'm thinking to myself, yo, why? Like you have stuff at home. I have to tell myself this. You have stuff at home. You're about to go work out. You're not going to stop and get donuts. And I canceled it right out. But normally it's just an ongoing thought when I'm driving. It's like, oh, I can stop and get this. Oh, I can stop and get that. And I have to literally change that thought. No, you already have what you need at the house. Get home, work out, do what you need to do, right? So even I, as a certified personal trainer, health and wellness coach, weight management specialist, go through this every single day. Every single day. I have my own struggles. I have my own challenges. I have my own triggers that I have to be mindful of, right? I think I did a podcast about triggers. If not, I'll do another one. Let me know if you ever... I think I did. I'm a double check. But if not, then I'll do one coming up, okay? Because it's so super important to know what your triggers are on your weight loss journey, okay? But I say that to say, the more you are prepared for what's to come, the easier you can adjust, right? So knowing that the holidays are coming up, the seasons don't change. That's the one thing that is inevitable. The seasons will be what they are. We know we got Halloween coming up. We know we got Thanksgiving coming up. We know we got Christmas coming up, right? That's inevitable. We know that every year those events happen. Last year was just a little different because we were under quarantine, right? Or not under quarantine, but we, you know, COVID was happening. You know what I mean, right? So most of us was separated from our family and friends and so on and so forth for the last like 2 years. But that doesn't change. The seasons are now back. So now, how do you adapt and how do you change with what's going on without losing your focus, without regaining weight, without succumbing to the situations that's happening around you? And I just wanted to give you some real life tips. Like a lot of my clients, they are, my rice cake looks so good right now. I'm just looking at it. That little smidge of butter, peanut butter. Yeah, I gotta try that powdered peanut butter. It's actually pretty good. I mix it with cinnamon and I put it on the rice cake. So that's gonna be my pre-workout before I work out, but it's so good. Okay, one more bite. You gotta try it. Okay. So most of my clients are busy working professionals, right? Now that the world is opening back up again, they're getting back on their flight. They're traveling, they're going to conferences, and guess what's always around them? Food here, there, and every freaking where. So what do you do when you're faced with having to be social? The foods you were able to kind of duck and dodge for the last 2 years are now sitting right in your face, and lots of it. So how can you adjust to that? And let me just give you some ways in adjusting, okay? And overcoming it, because you can overcome it. Now, again, this is not for everybody. not everyone has a food addiction. Not everyone has those same challenges when it comes to weight loss. But some people do, right? One thing that I was telling my client this morning, the more prepared you can be, the easier it will be to travel, to socialize, and not have to feel like you need to eat every time you socialize. The more you can prepare yourself for those moments, and one way you can do that is through prayer, meditation, getting yourself in a space where your mind is clear, you have gotten sleep before you are doing so much somewhere else, and then the last thing you have to worry about is eating, on top of everything else. So my first tip is, if you can, before you start traveling, before you start just doing all this extra stuff, try to make sure you're getting adequate sleep. Our minds our minds need a rest too. They need that break. And once you start to feel overwhelmed and anxiety, it may cause you to overeat. And you don't even realize it. You're just sitting there and before you know it, you had 3 bagels. Like, what the hell? What did I do? Speaking from experience. So that's my first tip. Get into regular prayer, meditation. I'm not getting into the whole religious spectrum of, you know, what God, who God, you know, who you pray to. Get back to that. If you meditate and you get into a nice, quiet place, get back to doing that. Because your mind being clear is going to be super, super duper important as your schedule starts to change and you're being around more food and you're being around more people. You want to be able to be calm. You want to be able to be confident. And I believe that getting your mind right, being in a good place will help you do that, okay? So prayer, meditation is key. That's one. And I hope you're writing this down, okay? Write it down. Pull out a pen. I'm trying to help you here. 2. Now, when you are starting to go to these different events, going out to dinner, right now I'm speaking in terms of conferences where there's lots of food, weddings. My next tip is to plan ahead as much as possible. Plan ahead. Can you look at the menu? Can you see what you can get ahead of time? If not, what can you bring with you so that you are not left to make decisions on your own, right? If you can properly plan and have a couple of items with you, then those other foods wouldn't look so tempting. You know, have an apple. Like, I came home, I had some rice cakes with a little bit of powdered peanut butter and some cinnamon. You can make that and take it with you. With some almonds, right? If you have a long drive or before you eat, or before you head out with your friends, you have a nice healthy snack so you're not going on an empty stomach, right? So try to prepare and plan as much as possible. Stuff will come up, but if you can plan the things that you know that are happening, then you're going to be in better shape, right? It won't be so overwhelming. 3, my third tip. When you're going to these events, say a buffet or wedding, where usually they have food out where, you know, you're picking your food and so on and so forth. Conferences, it's conference season, where you need to be social and you're sitting down to have a nice dinner, or sometimes they have a layout. Try to sit away from the table this has helped me tremendously, because if I see food, I'm gonna want it. Even if you don't need it, it's just free, it's there. But my mother used to say, and now I understand, I get it now, you don't always have to eat food just because it's there or just because it's free, right? You don't always have to do that. So what will help you with that? Sit further away from the table. When you go to make your plate, and I'm just speaking in terms of like, okay, buffet style type of thing, you don't need to overpack your plate at all. Still keep up with those tools that got you to where you are, right? So your veggie, have your veggie, have your carb, have your protein. You don't have to stack your plate. Get what you need, sit further away from the table, and sit with some folk. Sit with people so you can have a conversation, eat, and when you're sitting with people and talking, you're eating cute, right? Sometimes we eat by ourselves, but we know we by ourselves, so we're like, we just eating, right? But if we're sitting and holding a conversation, we're taking breaks between bites, we're not rushing, we're sipping and not slurping. So move away from the table. And then you'll also feel like, if you want to go up for seconds, you'll be like, damn, do I really need to go up for seconds? Now I got to walk past everybody and everybody got to see me go get seconds, you know? But then if you do choose to get a seconds, you can allow yourself to have that because you didn't pile on your plate, right? Or you're just getting a few pieces of fruit and maybe, I don't know, maybe a little something of something sweet, right? But you're not overindulging. And now that you know that, you also, now that you're in the social atmosphere and social gatherings, you also don't want to be all bloated and feel lethargic, right? That's the word? Lethargic, right. You don't want to feel like that. So, in order for you to look good and feel good, you want to eat in a way that's going to help carry yourself the way that you want to be looked at, right? So sit further away from the food and be social. And once you had that plate, sit there. Sit there and drink your water. Once you had that one plate, and then if you really feel as though you're hungry and you want to eat more, then make a decision on if you're going to go back up to get more food. But really sit there, hold a conversation, sip your water. Nobody has to know. Like that little soundbite. Nobody has to know. Nobody has to know that this is all happening in your mind, right? Nobody has to know. And you don't have to feel guilty because you see other people getting more and eating more. Let them take those calories. Not you. You've worked so hard to get to where you are. So it's okay to say, you know what? I've only ate half my plate. I've drank my water. Let me just go be social. Let me just go say hi to so-and-so. She hasn't seen me since I lost my 40, 50 pounds. Ta-da! Now it's the time to kind of show out and show your cuteness, because what you've been doing over the last 2 years, it shows in your appearance. So you don't want to be scarfing down food. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You want to walk tall. You want to be confident. And that's how you do it. Those few tips that I just gave you. Those few tips. I think I forgot what it was. I hope you wrote it down. Those few tips will help you as you start to travel more, as your schedule starts to change, as the holidays start to pick up. These are tips that you can use on any occasion, because again, the seasons don't change. We all know Halloween, Christmas, fall, winter. You get what I'm saying? They don't change. It is what it is. So you have to prepare yourself for what's to come. Change is inevitable. Your schedule is going to change. You may gain a job, lose a job. How do you adapt to those things? You have to be more adaptable. Because change is going to happen no matter what. So how do you prepare yourself for the holiday parties, the family gatherings? I used to be so afraid to do family gatherings and holiday parties just because I knew the amount of food that would be there. But you can't do that. You can't keep that up for the rest of your life. So you have to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself mentally and physically. Have a plan for your workouts. I have a session with my client, 2:30 a.m. here on the... Pacific Standard Time? Here on the West Coast, because she's going on the East Coast, right? That's why you also have to find some people that are going to ride with you. And they know how important it is for you to stay on your goals. Luckily, I am a morning person and I wake up super early, so that's really nothing for me. Well, it's something, you know, because usually that's my time to work out. But I'm a sacrificial lamb sometimes when it comes to my clients because I want to see you succeed, right? So if I need to do a session at 2:30 West Coast time, so you can get your workout in on the East Coast time, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I need you to be dedicated to your goals, just like I'm dedicated to see you succeed. So those are my tips. As the holidays start to roll around, if you need any other motivation, inspiration, go ahead and go to www.betterbodybybk.com. That's www.betterbodybybk.com. Yes, if I can say it right. If you're interested in personal training, I do virtual sessions as well. I have clients losing weight all over the country. Woo! So awesome. So amazing. I'm so excited for my clients. And I want you to be one of them. So if you're interested in personal training, go ahead and email me at betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Any other questions, feel free to shoot me an email, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Every Saturday, we do self-care Saturday. Okay, I want you to be and do and show up for that if you can. Okay, if you're in the Long Beach, Carson, Bellflower, LA area, join us for self-care Saturday. It's only $10. It's great for people who are getting back moving. I'm gonna put you to work, but it's a great jump start to your wellness goals, your health and fitness goals. I have a great group of women who are very supportive of one another, and I'm just looking to continue to grow that. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to visit the website again, www.betterbodybybk.com. Any other questions, comments, concerns, feel free to reach out to me. I am here to help. I am going to try my best to continue to do my podcast at least once a week. If I can't do once a week, I'm going to try to be consistent with once a month. And hold me accountable. You know, I can push out a workout. But when it comes to, you know what, do they need to do the trash right now? I just cannot with these people. This slow, loud, just doing the trash. I'm doing a podcast. Get going. Get down the street. Jeez. I'm kidding. But reach out to me for any of those needs if you want to be a guest on my podcast, if you want to be a sponsor for the podcast, if you want to come to Self Care Saturday, or if you want personal training. I do virtual as well. All right, I want you to have an awesome, awesome day. And I do look forward to speaking with you soon. Have a great one. Love ya. Bye.